cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, why is there no cross on churches in America anymore? Why is there no cross on churches in America anymore? You know, as I've been to many different churches around this nation, one thing that I noticed that is diminishing, and that's the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ is diminishing on the outside of the church and also on the inside of the church. I noticed when I said into the congregation, I will not see a cross or a picture of Jesus Christ. The truth of the matter is, a lot of churches today, they don't believe that the symbol of the cross is important. They don't believe that Jesus is important anymore. And it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad when people, when this new world church is being formed in America, this is this new world, under this new world religion, this new world church is being formed, and the biggest thing that you can tell about this new world religion and all your mainstream churches is they're taking the cross down, or they won't have a picture of Jesus. So I want to warn you today, if you're in a church and there's not a picture of the cross, or a cross, or a picture of Jesus, then I want to warn you to stay away from that church, because it is a worldly church. And, you know, we need to get back to the fundamentals of Christianity. We need to get back to the fundamentals of the cross of Christ, and just how important the cross is of Christ. And you know, the cross represented a lot of things. Not only Jesus died on the cross, but the cross was a piece of wood. And it was a beam for which one was suspended on, or a gibbet, or it was a log or timber with holes in which the feet, hands, and neck of the certain prisoner was inserted and fastened with the thongs. Yes, there were shackles on their feet, and their sticks and staffs, and then the wood was upright. And, you know, the cross was a well-known instrument of the most cruel and ignominious punishment. And it was borrowed by the Greeks and the Romans from the Phoenicians. To it were affixed among the Romans down to the time of Constantine the Great, the guiltiest criminals, particularly the basest slaves, robbers, authors, and abettors of insurrections. And occasionally in the province, at the arbitrary pleasure of the governors, upright and peaceful men also, and even Roman citizens themselves. Yes, this was the crucifixion that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ underwent. So the cross is very important to the Christian faith, and I'm here to tell you, unfortunately, it's not important today to our churches. The cross is not important today to our churches. It's not important today because the more and more churches that I see this very high steeple with a little tiny cross. I don't see pictures of Jesus on the wall anymore because these churches are New Age churches. Or they're, what I would say, they're moving to this one world global system. You know, the first thing that Satan wants to do is take away Jesus and the cross. If he can take away Jesus and the cross from this society, they've taken Jesus out of our schools. They've taken Jesus out of our government. They've taken Jesus out of our homes. They're taking the cross out of everything, the symbol of the cross. And they are taking the cross out of our public schools. Anything with a cross. There was this, at this one time, there was the school who had a cross. And they were sued because it was a public school with a cross. They want to take away everything. And, you know, this is a sign of the Chinese. The Chinese, they don't have anything. They have a police state, and this is a sign of a police state being put in place. So anyway, I'm here to want to warn you that if you're in a church today with no cross on the outside or the inside, or no Jesus, you need to be very careful. And if there's one not in your church, you need to say something. Yes. You need to say something. You know, for 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God." The Bible very clearly says the cross is the power of God. And if you have a church that has no cross, that means that church does not have the power of God, and therefore it is moving towards a one world global religion. And you know, a lot of these contemporary churches today that have these nice bands, and they're singing great songs, and you know, and everyone's worshiping with these corporate Christian songs. Well, this is all hype. This is all hype. You see, and they don't think in the symbols of the cross. You know, that's why it's really we have to be very careful as a church, and especially as a Christian, that we have the cross in our churches. But I want to tell you, why is American churches today, why is it not important for them to have the cross? Is because simply they are moving away from Jesus Christ. The churches are moving away from Jesus Christ. Yes. And unfortunately, that is a pretty sad thing. It is a pretty sad thing when the churches itself is a moving away from Jesus Christ. Go into your town, look around, and I will guarantee that you will find more and more churches without the cross. Yes. In Matthew 10:38, it says, "He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." You know, how does one take of his cross? Well, the cross bearing is an assumption of a burden, or a task, or an obligation which one has the power to refuse, but which is willing to receive, carried forward, and discharged because of the good to be accomplished at the glory believed to occur to the name of Christ. Yes, so the cross is a burden that I have to do. I have to go help the sick. I have to feed the orphans. I have to build the school. I have to be endowed and maintained in this. Yes. This, there are many churches to be built and countless good works to all description. And when people willingly, not through compulsion, provide support and encouragement for these many other endeavors, they too can take up the cross, provided always that they do so through love of Christ and in His service. So we must take up the cross to go help those that are in prison. This is carrying the cross of Calvary. That means we must do what God obligates us to do. When Jesus said to His disciples in Matthew 16:24, "If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." That what He was saying, you must deny all your worldly pleasures, money, fame, etc., and take on the burden of helping the poor, the orphanages, those in prison, etc. But, you know, we must all that follow Jesus bear our burdens, carry our cross. And sometimes God will put you in a position where you must stand for Him, and to bear your cross with other people will laugh at you. But why in America are we not, we find more and more churches without the cross? Well, simply because Satan is working in the churches at a high level to take out the cross and to also take out Jesus. Yes, more and more in America you will find no Jesus and no cross. And it's a sad, sad thing in this country. It's a sad, sad thing in this country where you don't see Jesus and the cross anymore. It's a real sad thing. You know, in Matthew 27:40, they wanted Jesus to come off the cross. "You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." But, you know, the world wanted to stop Jesus from dying on the cross so Jesus could not save you from your sins. The cross is so important to us. We need to understand how important the cross is. The cross is a symbol of Jesus saving us from our sins. It's a symbol of restoration that Jesus overcame. And we need to remember the cross. You need to remember the cross. Go tell your pastor down the road to put a cross outside of his church. Go tell him to put one inside. If you don't find a picture of Jesus in your church, you better go tell him to put a picture of Jesus back on, because we ain't going to stand for that anymore. I want Jesus back in America, and we need the cross back. Yes, and Mark 8:34, "And He summoned the crowd with His disciples and said to them, 'If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself, he must take up his cross and follow Me.'" You must be ready for the complications that is involved in following Jesus. It's not easy. But not only that, we must share the burdens as we see in Simon the Cyrene. He was the father of Alexander and Rufus, and he bared the cross of Jesus in Mark 15:21. We need to understand that we must also bear one another's cross and their burdens. And, you know, so many, the world wanted Jesus to come off the cross. They didn't want Jesus to hang on the cross. Oh, come on, somebody. You remember that song, "The Old Rugged Cross"? I don't know about you, but I love that old rugged cross. The cross of Calvary, the cross of Calvary is just an amazing thing. We must remember the cross, and I know as you go down south, on I believe Highway 75 and 65, you will see some people that have resurrected just like 10-story crosses. 10-story crosses. I mean, these crosses are huge. Now, maybe that's getting a little extreme, but I understand their devotion to the cross, and the cross is just a magnificent thing. In Mark 15:32, "Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross so that we may see and believe." You know, Jesus' death on the cross showed power. It was so powerful that He stayed on that cross to die for your sins, the my sins. Jesus loved you so much. You know, and this is why in 1 Corinthians 1:18 it says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." There's power in that cross. There is power in that cross. When I look at that cross, there's power in that cross because Jesus died on that cross for me. Yes, when the worst robbers and the worst sinners, yes, these were the worst people. They were the ones that were crucified on this cross. But Jesus died on that cross for you. He died on that cross for me. And yes, let's put that cross back in our church. We need crosses in America. And you know, if I look at another church and I see this high steeple and this little tiny cross. No, we need to let the world know that we follow the cross. In 1 Corinthians 1:17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in the cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void. You know, the gospel is presenting the cross of Christ and what He did, and He died on that cross. And we need to put that cross back in America. So why is there no cross on churches in America anymore? Well, simply because America loves Satan. America loves the evil. Your church really loves globalism. They love the New World Order. They want to sell you. They, you know, if you can imagine watching a video with a bulldozer bulldozing many, many bodies in a landfill. You can imagine when I see all these people in these churches with no crosses or Jesus and how Satan is bulldozing many, many souls in a landfill right now. And that's what he's doing. We need to have the cross of Jesus. It's very symbolic, and the cross is everything. The cross is everything. The cross is the power. There's power in the cross. You know, in Philippians 2:8, being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself, become obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Philippians 3:18, for many walk, on whom I often told you, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of what? They're the enemies of the cross of Christ. So many churches today are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Yes, they are the enemies of the cross. I mean, the church, if you see a church with no cross, then that church is the enemy of the cross of Christ. Philippians 3:18. Colossians 1:2. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. It was through the cross where he has made peace. Through him, I say, whether things on earth and things on heaven, it was through his cross that Jesus had made peace with us in heaven. Yes, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, have made in peace through the blood of his cross. You know, in Colossians 2:14, having canceled out the certificate of debt concerning the decrees against us, which was hostile towards us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. He has nailed your sins. He has nailed your past. He has nailed your future to the cross. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that your worries, your doubts, and fears have been nailed to the cross of Christ. So why in America do we don't see crosses in churches anymore? It's because they are the enemy of the cross. They are the enemy of the cross. And I'm here to tell you today, America has become an enemy of the cross. And the churches of America, they don't want the cross anymore, and nor do they want Jesus anymore. And I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus back in this country. The corruption of this nation is just unprecedented. I don't even want to go on and how there's no morale, and everybody cares about the money, and they don't care about truth and what made this country great. Come on, somebody, it was the cross of Calvary. Jesus dying on the cross is what made this country great. Look in history back in 1776 with our founding fathers. They all went back to the cross of Jesus. True liberty comes through Jesus Christ in the cross. And the more you see churches without the cross or a tiny little cross, come on somebody, with no pictures, beware. Satan is the enemy of the cross. And yes, he wanted Jesus to come down off that cross. And he is the enemy of the cross. So if you hear another pastor that tells you symbolism's not important, you better walk away. Because that pastor has sold its soul to the system, to the New World Order, and to globalism. And I'm here to tell you that you'll find more and more pastors are becoming the enemy of the cross. Because pastors are corrupt today, churches are corrupt, and you'll find more and more they are the enemy of the cross. Lord, have mercy on my soul. But I want to warn you today that more and more churches are becoming the enemy of the cross. And Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, what did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, and 1 Peter 2:24, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by whose wounds we are healed. You know, it is the wounds of Jesus on the cross that makes us healed. And the healing means wholeness. It's not the kind of sick healing that's going on in churches today. It means bringing you whole, making you whole once again. And God makes you whole in many, many times. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of these, they're what I call the prosperity preachers, and I'm not here to get off this subject, but they think healing means being healed of everything. Well, let's take a guy who's been in a war and gets his legs blown off in a war. Will those legs grow back? Come on, somebody. The Bible's talking about making that person whole, like that veteran who was in Vietnam or Iraq that got his legs blown off. That means he's becoming a whole person again. He might not ever see his legs again, but he's becoming whole and he's able to deal with it. And I'm here to tell you, the healing of God is able to deal with our problems. It's given us sufficient strength to deal with our problems. So why is there no cross in the church anymore? It's because the church has become the enemy of the cross. And I'm here to tell you today that the church has become the enemy of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, I'm afraid that America has turned its back on Jesus. And they want Barabbas. And they say, Jesus be crucified and give us Barabbas. Oh my gosh, can I start preaching here today? Somebody better listen to me. We need the cross back in our church. And yes, we need Jesus back in our church. We need this country back. Come on, somebody. I'm worried today. In Acts 5:30, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he had put to death by hanging him on the cross. In Acts 2:23, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to the cross by the hands of godless men that put him to death. Yes, the world nailed Jesus to the cross. The United States of America does not want Jesus anymore. They would be the culprit of nailing Jesus to the cross. Your local schools don't want Jesus anymore. Your government doesn't want Jesus anymore. They want to nail him to the cross and free Barabbas. Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you the truth. If you're in a church today and there's no cross in your church, and if it's a tiny cross, you need to let your pastor know that you want a bigger cross. And you need to tell your pastor to stop driving these fancy cars and putting all his money in his big house, and say, why don't you start putting a big cross out in the front? You know, why is there no cross on the churches in America anymore? Simply because America is becoming the enemy of the cross. It doesn't want Jesus. It doesn't want Jesus anymore. Yes, we need to carry our cross. And it's not easy to follow Jesus. And Galatians 6:12, those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised simply so that they will not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Galatians 6:14, but may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through that the world has been crucified to me, that I to the world. If you're going to boast with anything, boast in the cross. boast in the cross of Christ. And that is why there's a guy who carried the cross around the world on his back. He wanted to portray the cross and the power of the cross. It's not just a symbol. The cross is so much more. There's power in the cross. In Ephesians 2:16, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross by having it put to death the enmity. Yes, the cross puts to death your sins and my sins. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross to put to death your sins, to put to death my sins. So why is there no cross in America anymore? It's simply because America has become the enemy of the cross. Churches of America today are now enemies of the cross. Yes, they have great music programs. And you can set and you can watch them rock it out on the stage. But you won't get much deeper than that. And the only rain that's pouring down on them are acid rain. This is not the true gospel of Christ. That is emotionalism falling down on churches today. They no longer have the cross. They no longer have Jesus. I'm here to tell you, you better watch out. Because Satan is the enemy of the cross. He told Jesus to come out down off the cross. But I'm here to tell you today, we need the cross back in America. We need the cross back in America. So why are churches today, why do they don't have the cross? It's because they've become the enemy of the cross. We need Jesus. We need Him back now. It's time to fly, America, and it's time to fly high. Amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne. Call me someday to my home.